Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, I'm seeing more and more moronic posts like this saying things like the patriarchy isn't oppressive, it's protective. There's no such thing as the patriarchy. Women have always used covert control to wrangle men to get us to do what they want. Now women have lost the plot and sorry ladies, there's no returning to traditionalism. At this point, if things continue, I'll just pay for a sugar baby in a few years, or a bunch of them. If women want to consume my resources, I'll consume them like a resource too. Up next, I bet only my most hardcore and elite viewers know what this is. Of course, it's the tab you break off so that your little brother can't re-record over your corn. You would record a dumb movie or show like The Golden Girls that no one would actually watch. And then somewhere in the middle record a spicy channel or Playboy channel content, and they would never find it. Breaking this bad boy off meant that they couldn't record over your corn, and you could leave it out in the open. Number three, this guy says that no kid should be forced to pay rent to their parents. I agree. But once you get a job, at least pay for your own food, car, vacations, phone, and other expenses while living at home. Don't be a financial burden while your parents are still saving up their cash for retirement. It's also mostly Anglo-Saxon white folks that force their kids to pay rent to them. The only time I'll agree with this is if the parents use their money as forced savings vehicles so they can eventually give that money to their kids as a down payment on a house or something like that. Moving on, the older you get, the more you'll understand this man's desire for solitude. Looks like he's just missing a castle with a keep in the middle, as well as a moat full of gators. And I've seen this on a more massive scale with the Six Nations Indian Reservation in Ontario. 80 to 90% of their land is wild, and whenever I drive through it, I've actually had to drive very slowly, because there were deer and foxes all over the road. I'm glad someone is letting nature return. Number 5, Felix Rex, also known as Black Pigeon Speak, says that if you live in America and you don't insist on seeing a white or East Asian doctor, then you lack survival skills, because all the other minorities are DEIing their way into med school. Or better yet, take your health into your own hands and do your own research. If I hadn't done that, then I'd be a dead man by now. But I will still admit that the best doctors are old white dudes. But most of them are dying out or retiring right now. Up next, here's more lunacy from the leftoids, with trans activists promoting the idea that people shouldn't use terms like Mother's Day or Father's Day, because it's not inclusive enough, and they should just use terms like Parents' Day or Family Day instead. Seems to me like they're desperate to erase the term mother, and one day, they'll get their wish. But it'll just be the way they didn't expect, once children are born in artificial wombs. But something tells me they won't actually want that. Number 7, there's no evidence out there that female-dominated corporate roles are more vulnerable to AI automation than male ones. Of course, when you barely work and still make 6 figures a year just because you're born with a cooch in your crotch, that might be doing it. Many jobs have turned into nothing more than a glorified daycare for women. Companies like Telegram are the future. 20 or 30 guys running multi-billion dollar businesses free from females. I guess they aren't as strong and independent as they thought. Moving on, looks like all those unemployed feminists are going to have to follow in the hoof prints of Anita Sarkeesian and get jobs as streetwalkers. Anita looks like she wears her daddy issues on her chest, loud and proud. Obviously, this is an AI edit because we all know that Anita doesn't have knockers that size to fall back on. Someone should make this the skin for the suffragette for Red Dead Redemption Part 2. We'd have a good time in more ways than one at that point. Number 9, here's something even more crazy. This trans Indian migrant with they-them pronouns without a permanent residence has been elected to the Scottish Parliament. Somewhere out there, Scotty, played by James Doohan in Star Trek, is rolling over in his grave, even though he's Canadian. This they-them person hates white people and is racist. But that's okay because he's got the most victim points. Even South Park or The Simpsons couldn't have predicted this. Up next, why do women do this? This one, after being diagnosed with terminal cancer, decided to leave her marriage and sleep with hundreds of men. Women always say that all men want is sex. But by saying that, they're just projecting their own value system onto us. We actually want to be loved and be around women, and most women just want to smash who they find hot. That's one of the reasons why eventually I'll try being a sugar daddy for a while. Because if you want to trade sex for stuff, then I'm all for it. Number 11, this guy's hilarious, spiking his goodbye cake at work with laxatives, forcing his coworkers to fight to use the bathrooms. It's a funny story, but it's fake. But in 2008, a bunch of students at a local high school gave a laxative spike cake to teachers, and many of them ended up in the hospital. Those teachers don't have a sense of humor, and that was probably their senior prank. Some of the students at the school were quite blasé about their cake caper. Moving on, if you think that 08-09 real estate situations in America were bad, it's nothing like Canada these days. A high-rise condo in Toronto doesn't have any garbage chutes, and residents have to ride the elevator down with their stinky leaking garbage, all the way to the ground floor to use the dumpster. Yes, Toronto, where luxury meets the slums of Mumbai. America isn't much better, though. This building has a trash chute without brakes, so the garbage hits the ground at terminal velocity, and sounds like a bomb going off. Number 13, here's yet more insanity in England, where kids are being forced to go on school trips to mosques, where they're being taught to praise Allah. The UK is choosing to Islamify for some reason. And look at the insane smiles from those teachers as they put their children through this humiliation ritual. If I was their parents, I'd pull them out of that school and then figure out a way to leave the country entirely, because there's no way to fix this outside of a war. Up next, the higher the IQ people have, the less violent they are. But you'll never convince leftists of this, because they believe that with enough money and education, everyone can be equal. Because more leftists also have lower IQs. My solution is to eventually use genetic engineering to give every black and brown person in this world higher IQ. And then we'll have a much more peaceful world. Too bad Star Trek promoted the idea of a super intelligent Khan as the bad guy, which meant he would be more violent and not peaceful. Number 15, Sofia Vergara has $180 million and says that she wants someone that has just as much or more money than she does. Because if they don't, they'll end up resenting her. No, it's the other way around, thanks to hypergamy. She's the one who's going to end up resenting them. Maybe she just needs to find herself a billionaire sugar daddy. Oh, that's right. They don't want to use the 53-year-old has-been when they can get unlimited amounts of fresh meat. Up next, why is it that when a man dies, women are more likely to move on, while it takes men a lifetime to move on? A relationship can end and a man can take many years to get over it. I've known some guys that got one-nighters and it lasted a decade or two. I still dream of my ex-girlfriend and wake up stressed about it. I'm still trying to solve her problems even though I'm no longer with her. In a state of nature, women have to get over a man a lot faster or they don't survive. Number 17, here's the sad state of affairs in the UK. Husbands with two or more wives are getting an increase in benefits even though polygamy is illegal. The UK government just gave polygamous households a 4.8% benefit increase. Each additional wife gets you £125 a week from taxpayers. If you can do so, maybe it's time to leave the UK for a place that taxes you less and treats you with respect instead of like a pay pig. The West will probably start imposing exit taxes when the rich white folks start heading for the doors. Moving on, here's a post from Women Being Awful, where a woman holds up a sign saying that her sex drive is determined by how well a man treats her. This is the way women want you to think if you're their sugar daddy. But if they have the genuine hots for you, you can treat them poorly, get them to pay halvesies on everything, or even more than their fair share, and they'll still jump your bones and jump on your boner. My experience has always been that the better I treat them, the worse they treat me. Number 19, here's a sign that amounts to pay your employees because we won't. I don't mind paying 10% as a tip if the service is basic and 15% if it's good. But 20% is starting to get out on the outrageous side of things, especially considering that they'll tell you to leave if you don't pay it. I won't be held hostage by shame and guilt by anyone. What's also insulting is the employer wants 2.13 to cover their payroll expenses. Up next, looks like more and more corn stars are moonlighting as teen influencers. This looks like it was predicted in the film Southland Tales from over 20 years ago, where Sarah Michelle Gellar's character is a corn star, and also a social media influencer. It's a terrible film, but I'll have to watch it just for its predictions alone. Remember, everyone, the best way to get rid of OVF is for simps to stop paying. The best way for that is for AI to flood the market and take all those simp bucks. Number 21, people wonder why single mothers set higher expectations for the new man in their life instead of their actual baby daddies. That's because one is there to provide seed and the other one is there to feed. Plus, Chad's too busy smashing other women to have his resources drained. Men in the black community first became aware of this in the 1960s and refused to pay. And that's one of the reasons that the welfare state was created. It's guaranteed when it's actually taxed away. Moving on, I both agree and disagree with the statements. Yes, a woman's body is like a car. The more miles it has, the less value it has. But not all miles are equal. If it's a single partner or single vehicle driver and owner, then the car won't be as badly beaten up physically and emotionally as if it's a one-night stand weekend rental. When women do settle down and get married, they're basically looking for a car repairman to fix all the damage they've done emotionally and physically to themselves. Number 23, Daisy Ridley wonders if men don't like strong female characters. Yet everyone loves Ripley because she's gone through the hero's journey. She suffered the loss of her daughter and friends, even potential lover Hicks and potential adopted daughter Newt. Let's just pretend Alien 3 didn't happen. But regardless, she was well-written and had two of the best directors of all time, Cameron and Scott, behind her. Too bad for Daisy, all she got was Jar Jar Abrams. Up next, remember guys that if you're on Tinder, don't swipe blindly to the right, or you'll risk matching with the full-time mother of two angels if you ever match with anyone at all. Remember that if you're not a millionaire at least 6 feet tall and willing to accept her two mixed-race African kids, then keep on walking. That always muddies the water. Of course, it's a nice Tinder profile. She has to make up for the fact that she's a single mama now. Number 25 on the last one, here's the situation out there. This Wayman settled for the 5'10", 7 out of 10 guy, but she would leave him in a heartbeat to be with the 6'2", 10 out of 10 guy. Ma'am, you're melanin challenged, and guys that like that, regardless of the race, will not be choosing someone who looks like you. But please continue. The regular guy she describes as a 7, it's probably an 8 or a 9 based on this. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.